The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. It has cooled off significantly here in Ohio, and I, for one, am not complaining. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I've got so much in the stack today, and including, I'm not sure when I'm going to get to it, but I have some audio from our vice president that you will have to hear to believe. I'm serious. If I read this, I would think it was a parody, it was a spoof, or no, I've got the audio from our vice president. Yeah, I'll play that for you sometime during the program. By the way, speaking of the program, a little bit of a program note: the Columbus Dispatch a couple of days ago had a big story, big headline: "Where is J.D. Vance?" Yeah, it was a very negative story. The Columbus Dispatch running a negative story about a Republican candidate for Senate? I am shocked. Anyway, the question was, where is J.D. Vance? Well, I don't know where he is right this minute, but at 4:30, he'll be right here. J.D. Vance will be joining us live at 4:30 this afternoon. And I will ask him, hey, where have you been? And I have a tendency to be pretty critical of our local newspaper, which, by the way, is not local at all anymore. Columbus Dispatch is not any more local than the Podunk Times, wherever Podunk is. But it's a pretty good question to ask. Where has he been? So anyway, we will find out. And again, that will be at 4:30. Columbus, Ohio. Remember yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, I told you that Columbus City Council was seriously considering passing an ordinance whereby they would allocate $253,000 of your tax dollars, not mine, because I don't live in Columbus. I don't work in Columbus. But they were seriously considering yesterday passing an ordinance to provide $253,000 to talk, to discuss what to do with the Christopher Columbus statue that was taken down in the middle of the night by the order of Columbus Mayor. Yeah, Mayor Ginther. Columbus Mayor. The mayor of Columbus ordered the statue of Columbus to come down because Columbus does not represent the values of Columbus. I won't go any further. I spent some time on that yesterday. Anyway, they have now tabled it. So, they have tabled it. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't. And Council Member Nicholas Bangston said this. Now, remember, they were going to allocate $253,000 to discuss what should we do with the Statue of Columbus. Should we put it back in City Hall? Should we put it in a park somewhere? Should we stick it out in the middle of a lake? Well, Council Member Nicholas Bangston said, and I quote, "Our intention was never to have Christopher Columbus back at City Hall or on city property." So much for discussion. So, again, oh, this is so nuts. Why don't these people see how insane this is? So Columbus council member said Christopher Columbus will not be back at the Columbus City Hall. So the Statue of Columbus won't be back at the Columbus. If these people were really serious, they would change the name of the city. They would refuse to be called council members of the city of Columbus. But they don't believe what they say. It's all for political games. Anyway, now, so they tabled that, but they did approve a legislative package protecting, quote, reproductive health. In other words, abortion. And now, wait a minute, with the heartbeat bill, abortion after 6 weeks is now illegal in the state of Ohio. Well, the Columbus City Council, who hates Columbus, approved three pieces of legislation, quote, aimed at protecting the reproductive choices of city residents. Now get this. I'm quoting. One piece of legislation in the package would provide a $1 million fund to help women get abortions. Well, that's illegal in Ohio now after 6 weeks. So get this. The city of Columbus last night voted to provide $1 million to help women violate the law. And this fund would be overseen by, guess what? Guess who, I guess, would be more proper? Planned Parenthood. Now, wait a minute. Who profits, and I'm speaking financially, who profits most from abortion? Planned Parenthood. So $1 million is going to go to Planned Parenthood to help them make more money off of abortions that are actually illegal. Yes, that is your city council in Columbus. Oh, and the third aspect of this legislation was to begin investigating pregnancy centers like PDHC and other crisis pregnancy centers around Columbus. Investigate them. because Columbus City Council believes that these people are fake health clinics. I think the most shocking thing to me about the overturning of Roe versus Wade is the absolute blatant attacks on some of the finest, most compassionate people I've ever known. The people who are affiliated with crisis pregnancy centers. I've been to them. I've been on the board of one of the pregnancy centers here in Columbus. I know who they are. I know how they work. They are some of the kindest, gentlest, most compassionate, loving people I've ever known. And Columbus City Council is going to investigate them. They're going to investigate abortion centers who may violate the law like Planned Parenthood. No, they're going to give them $1 million. It used to be that it was very rare that I used the term evil. I'm using it a lot now because we are seeing things that are literally evil, wicked, and we're seeing it in our government. All right, quick break.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I got an update on that pastor in Canada from Poland. Remember Pastor Artur Pawlowski, who has been arrested several times in Canada? Well, I've actually got some good news about him, but I also have some other good news. If you've been listening since Thursday of last week, we are in the, we're in the middle. We're actually in our final moments of our Trans World Radio campaign. We are sending radios to Africa, not just any radio. They are completely self-contained. They don't need batteries. They don't need electricity. They've got a wind-up generator in them, which means they can go anywhere. They're $50 a piece. And our goal has been $7,800, 156 radios. Well, because of your generosity, and yesterday was a really good day, we are now just $1,000 away from our goal. That's it. We are $1,000 away. That's all. And I know, I am absolutely confident that we will reach that and exceed it today. We just need a few of you to call the number for Trans World Radio. It's 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656, and give the amount that God has laid on your heart. We just need $1,000. 10 people, $100 apiece. We are there. 2 people, $500 apiece. We're there. 1 person, $1,000. We're there. But don't wait for somebody else. Don't wait for somebody else. Would you pray about it? And I'm not positive I have access to the call center today, and I won't know until someone actually gives. So I won't know whether today, because, well, we started the campaign on Thursday. I mentioned it to you a few times on Friday, mentioned it to a few times yesterday, and technically, we're supposed to be finished, but we're $1,000 away, and I can't stop until we reach our goal. I just, this is just me personally talking, just can't do it. And someone said, well, did you enjoy Give? Yes. Yes, we did. Yes, Joy and I, we have given. We love Transworld Radio. I have been affiliated with Transworld Radio in one way or another for about 40 years. I love these people. They're doing incredible work. And so anyway, I want to get into this story about this Canadian pastor, but would you be the first to give today and get us closer to our goal? We just need $1,000. That's it. We can see the finish line. It's in sight. 888-988-5656. Who will be the first to give today? 888-988-5656. Give the most that you possibly can. Could you do at least one radio? That's $50. Two would be $100. You can do the math. If you can only do 55, that's wonderful. 888-988-5656. Pastor Artur Pawlowski, he is originally from Poland, has been a pastor in Canada now for several years, and he has been arrested several times because he refused to abide by the Canadian COVID-19 rules and regulations. He has been arrested at his church. He's been arrested at an airport. He has been arrested in the middle of a highway in Canada. And he has been in jail in Canada. Well, I am very, very happy to report that a federal Canadian court has ruled in favor of Pastor Artur Pawlowski. Quote, the unanimous ruling from the three-judge panel vacated a lower court decision holding Pawlowski and his brother Dawid in contempt of court for holding an illegal public gathering in violation of Alberta's provincial restrictions and so forth. Quote, the finding of contempt and the sanction order are set aside. The fines that have been paid to them are to be reimbursed. How did the pastor respond? He said, quote, I was speechless. When I learned this was a total vindication, I just stopped talking. I had lost all hope in the justice system. Good for him. The good guys do win, sometimes, even in left-leaning Canada. That is just really, really good news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.